Report: Groupies send love letters to accused UnitedHealthcare CEO killer Luigi Mancioni in jail. By Amy Furr on December 21, 2024. The man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson is reportedly being showered with attention from admirers. During his time at Huntington State Correctional Institute in Pennsylvania, 26-year-old Luigi Mancioni apparently got over 140 messages from people that included his so-called groupies, the New York Post reported on Saturday. The Post said that according to corrections officials, the messages included emails, physical letters, and 163 deposits into an account so he could buy commissary items. Mancioni is accused of fatally shooting Thompson on December 4 outside the Hilton Hotel in Midtown Manhattan, per Breitbart News. The Post described some of the reported messages sent to the alleged killer. "Hey Luigi, I'm certain you've received countless messages from people all over the world. The internet is actually in love with you," one admirer wrote, according to a partial screenshot she posted on TikTok. The hot and bothered fan claims she offered herself to Mancioni, sick, as someone around his age that he could chat with while in jail. "The accused gunman is fine, as FK," the twisted supporter said, before insisting the Ivy League grad didn't really do anything wrong TBH. Sick, by gunning down father of two Brian Thompson. Another woman wrote in a TikTok post, "Honestly, it feels cathartic and sexy to want to do something and then do it, I mean writing a letter." The Post noted that those are only a few of the people celebrating the suspect's alleged actions, noting some have tattooed images of the gunman on their bodies. In addition, a professor at the University of Pennsylvania who describes herself as a socialist reportedly called Mancioni an icon. There are also two documentaries about the suspect in the works, according to Breitbart News. The outlet reported on Sunday that a legal defense fund for accused UnitedHealthcare CEO killer Luigi Mancioni has received more than $100,000 on GiveSendGo after similar sites removed such fundraisers.